Good morning and welcome to the Tri-Cities New Home Real Estate Show. I'm Alan Krueger, Real Estate Consultant at Keller Williams Elite Realty. Joining me on the phone right now is Susan Zanders, Brokerage Owner and Senior Mortgage Broker at Verico Zanders & Associates Mortgage Brokers, Inc. Susan, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Al. Thanks for having me on.
Susan, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about this morning is credit scores. It's very important when people are going to get their mortgage that they have knowledge of their credit score and how that can be influenced by some of the decisions they make monthly and when it comes to paying bills and stuff like that. What is a minimum credit score, first off?
Well, if you've got an insured mortgage out with CMHC or Genworth or Canada Guarantee, you're looking at about 600 as a minimum score. And credit score plays a really important role right now with lenders when they're looking at whether they're going to approve you or not for the mortgage.
Now, again, most people probably don't think about their credit score. They think about what they're having for supper, maybe planning for a vacation. Credit score kind of way back in the back of their mind. They probably think, I've got a great credit score. I pay my bills.
Absolutely. I think when a person's first starting to think about buying their new home, and especially a first-time home buyer who's never gone through it before, and they've got that inkling that, you know, rent's really not cut out what it's going to be, and moving forward, the family's on the picture, and they really want to get their own place. That's the time when they first get that idea that they should be contacting their mortgage broker or their lender and start talking about credit, because if there is any issues on there, that's the time to find out about it, not at the time when they found that dream home with you and they want to write that offer and, you know, they don't want to be disappointed and find out that they don't really qualify or mom and dad had to co-sign for them because of that cell phone bill, which they didn't know was reporting on the bureau, is impacting their credit score.
So what kind of things are taken into account when it comes to the credit score?
Well, it's interesting. Typically, it's been like your Visas and your MasterCard, like all your credit cards and your loans and your lines of credit. But recently, there's a new report on there, and that is to do with your cell phone bill. So what we're finding, and we were quite surprised when we started seeing this, but like your Rogers cell phone bill is now reporting, and not just for the last 3 months, it's reporting ever since you've had that. So what we're seeing is clients are coming to us, and you know, maybe before they had, say, for instance, 3 trade lines on their bureau. So that was their, you know, MasterCard and their Visa, and then they had taken out an RSP loan to save for their down payment. Mm-hmm. And so there were 3 trade lines, and maybe that MasterCard had one slow payment on it. Well, now they've come back, and we're looking at it, and all of a sudden there's 4 trade lines because their cell phone's been reporting on there. But what they forgot was that when they did that last world trip before they were thinking about buying their first home, they kind of ignored that cell phone bill. And, you know, there's a couple months there that was really slow reporting, like maybe behind a month or two. And so now we've got 4 trade lines, and 2 out of those trade lines, so 50% of their credit that's reporting, has some slow payments on it. Whereas before, it was only 3 trade lines without the cell phone reporting, and that was 30%. So 30% is not as bad as 50%, but now the lender's looking at this report and saying, wow, like, you know, you've got the cell phone bill, and it's only like a $200 bill, but you couldn't manage to pay it. And they're saying, well, we're giving you a mortgage now. You know, how are you going to pay that? And you had this other card that was, you know, a little bit behind. We probably could have, you know, it's kind of influencing that picture now, and it's not a good thing. So like, all I can say about your cell phone is make sure you pay it. That's really important. Keep all your other credit really on time and paid as agreed.
That's very good to know. But I'm sure at this point now, some people are thinking, oh boy, I'll never be able to get a house because out of university, there's some bills I didn't pay for a while. How long does that affect your credit score?
Okay, well, it's not too bad. I mean, hopefully you've been out of university for 6 years and you paid it on time after that. So any derogatory credit stays on your bureau for 6 years. After that, it gets wiped off. So there is hope. but even if you didn't pay your bill, I don't want our listeners to get discouraged, because there are different things that we can do. And, you know, maybe just because they may have other really good credit, and that would override. It's not just the cell phone bill that's going to pull it down if it's going to happen. So really at that beginning stage, let's take a look. Let's see what's on the credit bureau, and let's give them some advice. Like, as a broker, we do work with our clients, and we want to be there for the long term. So if there's any questions or concerns, we're here to coax them and help them along the way so they can get in a really good position for buying their first home and for getting a great mortgage, because the rate will be be reflective too. Like some lenders will blink the eyes, okay, that's not so important. But others, depending on the whole picture, they may say, well, this is really impacting the whole view of the credit.
Susan, are there different types of credit scores?
Absolutely. We get clients that come to us and apply for a mortgage, and one of our questions is, well, what do you think? How is your credit looking? And they say, oh, I've got this really good credit score. And I say, well, how did you get that credit score? And they'll say, well, I went on the Equifax website. And you can go get a score which is called a power score. It's available for, I think it's $24. You pay it online, and it's actually, you'll find it on our website too. There's credit back, so just go under there. There's lots of information about it. But if you do go on the site and you get this power score, it's a different score than what a lender will get when they pull it. So what we found out was that clients would come to us and they say, I've got this score, it's like 690, and 690 is a good score. The scores range from 300, which really is really low. I think the lowest I've seen was like 410. It was pretty bad.
Wow.
We had a lot of coaxing. That client took us a few years to get them up and running, and eventually they did buy. And the highest goes up to 900, but I think my mom, even she's not at that category. So.
And moms are perfect.
Moms are, yeah, you know, we got to give ourselves some credit here. But so typically a 690 is good. A 680 is really on the higher end. And then, you know, when you're in the 700s and 800s, those are really good scores. Being the minimum being 600, it's an okay score, but it's really the bare bones for getting in. So if a client will come to us with this Beacon Power score and say it's like 690, and then we'll pull it right away. Like I'll get a client I've been working with, say on credit, and say, oh yeah, my score has gone up, and we'll look at it and we'll pull it right away, and it's not. It's maybe 610 or 630. So going on to the Equifax website and getting your power score is one thing, but it's a different category. It's rated differently than what a lender's rating is going to be when you get that score. So important to know. Another really important thing about credit too, Al, is that you should get your own credit bureau every year. It's very important to make sure that what's reported on there is accurate, and two, against fraud. So, you know, if there's any fraudulent activity, maybe there's some inquiries on there that you didn't authorize, or maybe there's something, you know, you've got a Visa card you never even knew you had, and it's really behind, which means that, you know, there could have been some fraudulent activity. So you can nip those things in the bud and really make sure that your credit is reporting properly, because we see a lot of inaccuracies on the bureau. For instance, a client may have had a collection and not paid. It shows not paid. Well, the client says, we'll be discussing their credit, and we'll say, well, you know, this is impacting your score, and, you know, were you aware of it, and two, have you paid it? And the client will say, well, I paid that right away, and that was my trip. You know, I went to the Bahamas, and, you know, I forgot about this, and okay, that's fine. Stuff happens. So, but we did pay it, and we find out that it hasn't reported, so you should keep your receipts. You should check your credit bureau. So if the client would have checked their bureau, they would have been aware of this before we're at that point of approving their mortgage for them, and they might have avoided that little bit of a hassle for them. It's not unfixable for sure, and the credit bureau will correct anything as long as you've got proof that it is correct.
And you have a link for that on your website.
Yes, our website is BerricoZanders.com, and you'll see on the navigation bar across the top, mortgage information. Just scroll down till you hit credit facts. There's a wealth of information on there, and if the client has, even if they're not our clients, we're here to help our clients and anyone who, you know, has any interest in getting a mortgage or wants information about it, any questions or concerns. We're here to help, and we'll welcome their phone call or their email anytime they like.
One other thing they'll notice when they go to your website is the fact that not only do you work here in southern BC, but you also work Whitehorse, Dawson City, Yukon. What's that about?
Oh, absolutely. Well, actually, Al, I live in Port Moody, and it's my favorite spot. Definitely warmer than the Yukon, but I did grow up there, and we have a lot of clients up there. And we have clients that come down to BC, so we do both. And yes, I love both areas and passionate and travel back and forth quite a bit and service both areas.
Obviously, you take great care of your mortgage clients. What people should also know when they visit your website, it becomes clear, you're also a big proponent of being BEAR aware. What's that about?
It's an amazing place to live in Port Moody. We're just across from the Burke Flynn Park ourselves, and we often see bears. As a matter of fact, we just recently had a mother bear and her two cubs just right across the street, and they were literally grazing like cows. They were pulling up the dandelion weeds and the grass, and just, well, it's their time of year right now. They're fattening up, right, for hibernation. But it was really amazing because they were so close, and you literally could see the grass in their mouths as they were pulling it out. I just wish my zoom on my camera was even more sharp. We got some great pictures. we posted on our Facebook, our Varicose Andrews Facebook page. There are some pictures on there. So if you want to take a look, just enlarge them and you'll see the grass hanging out.
What can we, as citizens of Port Moody and the Tri-Cities, what can we do to help out?
Well, there's one really, really big thing about putting your garbage away. That's the most important thing. Bears live really quite comfortable in the forest, and we often hear them shredding the trees and looking for the grubs, and we're quite in tune with that. But they, you know, if you leave your garbage out, they're in it. And bears have one of the strongest sense of smell of any mammals around, and they can smell, apparently, fish like 3 miles away in a stream. So even if you've got the lid on your garbage, in Port Moody, as you know, we've got to have the locked bins, but they still can smell it. So lots of people are great. They keep their garbage secured, which is really important, but more importantly is to keep it in your garage and keep it away so that they don't have easy access. I unfortunately witnessed something just a couple weeks ago from my deck at the back of the house. One of our neighbor's cans was out, and I watched a mother and her two cubs come along, and the mother just took her paw, I mean, she's 300, 400 pounds, and just, you know, pushes the lid in. There's the metal rebars that go across it, and it was a piece of cake for her. She just was no effort, smashed it in. I actually watched this happen from my deck. And then the next thing, her little cub came around, and she pulled out one bag for her one cub, pulled out another bag for the other cub, and proceeded to try and pull the garbage. Well, I have a really good water hose, so I put it on strong, and it she did go away. They don't like water hoses, and from a real safe distance. But so what I'm saying from that is that, you know, they'll still smell it, they'll still come around, and the mother cub teaches the baby cubs where to source the food. They learn from them. They're with the mom cub. The cubs are with the mom for the first 2 years. So what they learn in those first 2 years is going to stick with them. So I'm sad because I'm thinking, okay, this mom got into the garbage and these two little cubs are learning. So what's going to happen is conservation will be eventually called out, and, you know, they'll tell you they're going to relocate. But I do know we've done a lot of research on this, and they shoot them. And then the baby cubs are left to, they'll try and tranquilize them. They will bring the baby cubs into Critter Care Wildlife Society, and that's one thing we really love to support. And they will rehabilitate the bears. Like, they'll keep them over the winter months, and then they'll release them in the spring once they're able to be on their own. So Maureen Binney is the director there, and she's they do have a lot of events. And actually, if you have kids, I'm sure there's a lot of hockey moms listening right now or hockey dads. It's a great website to go on. It's the Critter Care Wildlife Society. You can link it from our website as well, but if you want to go direct, there's lots of pictures of baby animals and all the great work that they do there.
What's the website address?
The website address is crittercarewildlife.org.
Great information, Susan. I really appreciate your time and your information passed along about mortgage rates and credit scores and BearAware. Again, what's your website and how can they reach you?
Al, our website is vericozanders.com. So it's V-E-R-I-C-O, Zanders with a Z-A-N-D-E-R-S.com. And you can connect with us anytime there through our contact. You can phone us directly in Vancouver or the Lower Mainland at 604-461-8063. And if you're listening and you're outside of the Lower Mainland, our toll-free number from anywhere in BC, Yukon, is 1-877-638-3688. Call us anytime with any questions or concerns.
Thank you, Susan. Susan Zanders, broker owner and senior mortgage broker at Varicose Zanders & Associates. You're listening to the Tri-Cities New Home Real Estate Show on 98.7 CKPM-FM.